Blog Talk Radio.
Here I sit and the words keep coming. They won't go away, they just keep coming.
Welcome to another edition of the Brain Injury Radio Network.
I'm ready to blow it just one more sound.
Brain Injury Radio and Radio Ability are sponsored by the TBI Network.
Find them on facebook.com/TBI Network or at tbifn.org.
Brain Injury Radio is on 7 nights a week, and now, for tonight's episode of Brain Injury Radio.
Hello everybody out there, this is Michael Clark again, and today I wanted to do a show on how we cultivate and maintain a positive attitude. I know that all of you lead various lives and have various things you deal with. And I have found that the best way to go through life is to is with a positive attitude. And so I wanted to I wanted to do a show on that and let you know some of my thoughts on that. And I would love to know some of your thoughts as well. So if you guys want to call in, the guest call-in number, again, is 424-243-9540. That's 424-243-9540. All right. So when you want to do anything, what's the first thing that you need? The first thing that you need to cultivate a positive attitude is a desire to cultivate a positive attitude. Now, that could stem from anything. You could say, "Hey, I don't want to wake up and be in a crappy mood every day. Hey, I want to see what it would take to be positive." That's a desire. So in anything that you want to start, you need to first have a desire, and then second, you need to learn about how. There are different ways you can go about it. You can say, "Man, I don't want to have a bad attitude. I want to have a positive attitude." And so you start reading things, or you start talking to people. Say, "Hey, I want to have a positive attitude. Do you know how I can have a positive attitude?" So you learn about it. Step number two. And then number three, you need to act on it. You need to put it into practice. You need to apply what you learned. And now you're not going to be perfect at it all at once, and that's completely fine. But as long as you keep trying, and you keep persisting, and you keep saying, "Man, I really want to have a positive attitude," and if you keep trying, and you keep projecting that you have a positive attitude, little by little, bit by bit, the positive attitude you want will start pervading your life, and whereas before, if you had a bad attitude and you looked at life in a through a dark glass, through a cloudy glass. When you have a positive attitude, you look through a glass that is, you look through the same glass, but you look at it with a different perspective, and you say, "Hey, this glass may be only half full, but at least it's half full. At least it's not half empty. That means I can add more to it, and I can continue having a good day." So, if you guys have any experiences, feel free to call in at 424-243-9540. So I wanted to read some quotes about positive attitudes so that you guys can have a basis a view of what other people say about having a positive attitude, and so that you can be able to build on what other people have said, and also begin to use your own experiences as well. And then I'd like to share some personal experiences on how a positive attitude has helped me. And if any of you ever want to call in, please do. I'm more than happy to talk with you and hear your point of view, because that's what makes the world go round, and I just enjoy hearing from other people. So all right. So I found this article today. It's called, it's from the Country Living magazine. It is entitled, "35 Positive Attitude Quotes That Are Sure to Boost Your Mood." It is from June 1st, 2022, and it says the following, and there may be times that I break into it and interject my own thoughts. Here we go. It says, "Life is full of downs. Sometimes circumstances outside your control come and try to knock you off your feet, and it can be hard to find a silver lining in anything. Looking out in the world around us, it can be easy to get cynical that anything will change or that we have, and in my own experience, sometimes that's very true." It goes on to say, "It's hard to fight the glass half empty mentality when life feels more dark than light. But we learn from the quotes that we've gathered from some of our favorite people below that finding and maintaining a positive attitude is important to making it through each day and can even lead to a life that is flourishing. One way to bring more positivity into your life is by making space for friendships and connections with people that are also positive. These relationships can do wonders to highlight the things and people in our life that we are grateful for. Daily gratitude can bring awareness of the small and also profound things in your life that are a daily gift. Another way to bring more positivity into your life is doing the hard work of becoming at home in yourself and experiencing self-love, whether through regular care, journaling, therapy, exercise, or a combination of all of the above, learning to love ourselves just as we are not only contributes to deeper feelings of inner peace, but also changes our mindset about other hard things in our life. You are an incredible person who can do hard things, and while it may not feel like it right now, we can guarantee that going through these quotes will put a little pep in your step and a smile on your face. So, look, like it says that life is hard, but as you try to cultivate a positive attitude, it's all about the perspective you bring to it, and some of the ingredients are daily and self, and those are very important because without gratitude and love for yourself, it's hard to be positive. So the first quote by Frances Hodges Burnett, she says, quote, "If you look the right way, you can see that the whole world is a garden." That's true. If you have a positive perspective on life, the world is positive, and the whole world is a garden. Jeff Moore said, "Having a positive attitude isn't wishy-washy. It's a concrete and intelligent way to view problems, challenges, and obstacles." In your life when you stay positive, close quote. Roger Fritz said, quote, "Building a positive attitude begins with having confidence in yourself," close quote. That is so true. As you have a positive attitude and as you have confidence in yourself, you are able to find that positive attitude, and you're able to also maintain that positive attitude. Captain Jack Sparrow from the Pirates of the Caribbean movies said, quote, "A positive attitude is something everyone can work on, and everyone can learn how to employ it." That is very true. Subodh Gupta said, "A positive attitude may not solve all our problems, but that is the only option we have if we want to get out of problems," which is very true. A positive attitude does not solve all our problems, but it does make our problems seem easier, and it does help us find a way out of our problems. Zig Ziglar said, "Positive thinking will let you do everything better than negative thinking." Also said, "The most important thing you'll ever learn is your attitude." Anne Frank said, "I didn't think of all the misery, but of the beauty that still remains." And that's very true. There are many times in my life that life is hard, and And when life gets hard, I have the option. I have two options. I have the option of thinking how hard it is, or I can think of the positive things in life, and that life is beautiful, and that I can do positive things with time, with the resources that I have left, rather than becoming miserable and bitter and negative. And that's true for everybody. We all have two choices. We can become bitter and we can become miserable, or we can take the hard things that we're going through, and we can use them as stepping stones to look for the good in our lives and to find the beauty that still remains in the hard circumstances that we're going through. So that quote by Anne Frank is a good one. Right, again, if anyone call in, any of you want to call in? Continuing with the quotes on positive attitude. Is the faith that leads to achievement. Nothing can be done without hope. Waldo Emerson said, when a happy person comes into the room, it's as if another candle has been lit. Let's see. Maya Angelou said, take the attitude of a student. Never be too big to ask questions. Never know too much to learn something new. Eleanor Roosevelt said, you can often change your circumstances by changing your attitude. And that is very true. If you're in challenging circumstances, you can change those conditions by changing. It may seem difficult at first, but as you persevere and as you keep working at it, your situations will change, and your attitude will change, and your situation will change. All right, I'm back. So as you keep working at it, Your attitude will change and your circumstances will change. Dwayne The Rock Johnson said, quote, attitude and enthusiasm play a big part in my life. I get excited about the things that inspire me. I also believe in laughing and having a good time, close quote. What are things that you are inspired by? What are things that play a big part in your life? If you want to talk about it, feel free to give me a call. The number is 424-243-9500. 1-800-273-8040. So yeah, if you have things that inspire you and you want to share it, please feel free to give me a call and tell me about it. I'm happy to talk about it. I'm happy to share it with other people, because when we something that we learn, the best way to grow is by sharing it with other people. My number is 243-5540. Quote, be positive. Your mind is more powerful than you think. What is down in the well comes up in the bucket. Fill yourself with positive things. Close quote. Abraham Lincoln, 16th President of the United States, said, quote, always bear in mind that your own resolution to succeed is more important than any other one thing. Mary Lou Retton, a famous runner, said, quote, is a happiness method. If you get positive, it will be drawn to you. Muhammad Ali said, quote, to be a great champion, you must believe you are the best. And if you're not, pretend you are. Let's see. Close quote. Mickey Rooney said, you always pass failure on the way to success. That's true. I want to talk a little bit about that, because so many people get frustrated and get depressed by failing a lot. And I just think of failing as another as an attempt to do something that didn't work. That doesn't mean that the next thing you do won't work. The next thing that you do might work. That just means you have to be persistent, and you have to keep trying, and you have to do your best. And if you feel that you can't do your best, then a way to get around that is to fake it till you make it, because if you believe that you can do it even though you think it's impossible, even though you haven't tried it yet, if you believe it even for a second, that is very, very powerful. And as you keep believing that you can do it, that creates positive momentum, and that enables you to keep going, and that enables you to continue success. And so if you fail, don't worry about it. Keep trying, keep persisting, keep doing what you think is right, because sooner or later, something that you try will succeed. Let's see. We have a... We have a caller.
Hey. Hello.
How are you?
I just want to see if you can hear me. I'm not sure you can hear me.
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I'm clear.
All right.
So I heard you say something about making mistakes. Everybody makes. We all make mistakes, you know. Everybody does.
It's
inevitable.
Yeah.
But I have to say that for myself, at the moment of realization that I'm making a mistake or that I'm about to make a mistake, I get this opportunity, you know, to do the right thing. Well, look at mistakes as failures, while other people look at them as opportunities, because everything you see is an opportunity for you to do the right thing, you know.
Absolutely.
And people,
yes.
A lot of people have been taught to rely on their feelings and their feelings based. If you base everything off your feelings is just the rough exterior of yourself. It's the surface of who you are. You're not your feelings. You're underneath your feelings. So when your feelings become powerful because somebody's saying something or perhaps somebody's doing something that makes your feelings become very powerful, that's an opportunity for you to go take a look at your feelings in light of truth, which is underneath your feelings, so that you can do what you do because that's what matters most to you.
Yes.
But people don't get down to the heart of the matter because everything that they love and hate is all tangled up in a knot.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're just relying on their feelings and they're making a whole bunch of mistakes.
Yeah, and sometimes digging into your feelings, that's kind of scary. And you're like, what if I fail? What if I don't do it properly? And I'm like, well, if you don't get to the heart of the matter and if you don't get to the truth, then you're always going to be trapped in your feelings.
This is the thing I teach people. I teach them how to retrain their hypothalamus gland. And the hypothalamus gland is this part of your brain that's responsible for, like, temperature, hot and cold. It's responsible for good habits and bad habits. So while you're retraining your hypothalamus gland to develop good habits because you've developed all these bad habits, well, then you have to put in a little bit of effort and practice doing something. But while people are practicing, they end up giving me this attitude like they don't want to do this anymore, or this is stupid and all this. And I say, well, you shouldn't talk about yourself like that. This is your rehabilitation. This is your future.
Yeah.
You should take it serious. If you forgot to do something while you were practicing for 2 weeks, the moment you realize that you forgot, you just start doing it again.
Yeah.
And that's called practicing. And you can practice with
practicing.
A simple little thing.
Yeah. And as you keep doing the little positive things, the little positive things will build on each other and reinforce each other.
Picture.
You know,
if you think about little things as insignificant, well, then the truth would tell you don't do that, because the truth can take a little thing like that and make a big thing out of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so if you have limited ability, that's because you have a limited identity, and that's only limited, you know. So you're going to have to get out from underneath that limited stuff into the unlimited.
Your limited ability is only limited because that's what you think. Correct?
Well, it has a lot to do with. Let me put it this way to you. If you ever had a child and you would have a baby that was made out of love, and the baby comes into the world, you get to put everything you want your baby to know into your baby, because babies are just like piles of wet cement. And you got to put everything you want your baby to know, because the cement's going to get hard around 7, 8 years old. That's when the little baby gets a mind of their own, or a hard heart, or a stiff neck at you. And then that's your window of opportunity to teach your child difference between what's right and wrong, so that your child has something to stand on when it becomes responsible for itself, which is, you know, 18, I believe.
Yeah. Mhm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's a matter of people looking at themselves and admitting that they made some mistakes, and then doing the responsible thing, like I just told you earlier when I first called in. You know, examine your feelings, find out what's going on, and then you're going to have to get down to the heart of the matter so that you can do what you need to do, instead of this other stuff where you rely on your feelings and you keep making so many mistakes and you keep doing it over and over, and you're not really coming to an end of yourself, if you will. But nobody can force that.
No, you have to want to do it yourself.
Yeah, but if people are listening to people like us talking, and someone's listening that maybe just needs to listen to something, well, while we're talking, we want to give them a way to get out of that something. We don't want them to stay there.
Yes.
Because that's not how we're not trying to show you where you're at and then say, ha-ha, no. We're trying to give you some simple things to do to get yourself in a better place, which is a higher place. People live on the left side of the brain. The left side of the brain, if you don't do what you're supposed to be doing, what you think you're supposed to do, then you're not going to like the outcome. So you live controlled by fear. But on the right side of the brain, you live at a higher level, because that's not how you do it. That's not the way. I mean, there's the majority, yes, but there are the few that don't, that transition to the right side. And then the right side, in the mind, there is no valleys. It's all up. The only valley there is when you see somebody down there in the valley, and you know that your heart's going down. Because it's like gold. Heart of gold is going to be going down where people are, so that you can share some of that love with them, and then maybe they'll be able to come up to where you are and enjoy those benefits like this.
Yeah, because if you are on a higher ground and you see somebody on a lower ground, you would want them to be where you are so that they don't experience the hard things that they're experiencing.
That's what we do. People that are having a hard time and difficulty doing stuff, you know, sometimes there's some hard things people have to do, and they have to do this difficult thing on a lower level. Well, if you take them to a higher level so they can deal with the difficulty at a higher level rather than a lower level, that's a benefit. That's a benefit to somebody.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. What are some experiences that you've had that have helped you to maintain a positive attitude?
Well, I had to become a fool, first of all, before I can become wise. So when you see yourself, you know, and you go, I can't believe I did that, but there's no arguing. You know you did it. You can see yourself. And so there's where you can see other people, because you can see yourself. So if you can see yourself, then you're able to help other people. You understand?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for your perspective. I really, really appreciate it.
I really appreciate you letting me talk on this thing, you know.
Yeah, no problem.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you.
I'll talk to you again sometime.
For sure. I'll definitely give you a call in another time, for sure.
All right.
Okay, well, thank you.
Have a wonderful
appreciate
evening.
You too.
All right, you too. Bye.
Bye.
right. So, right. So, the quotes on positive attitude, Walt Whitman said, keep your face always towards the sunshine and shadows will fall behind you. Walt Disney once said, I always like to look on the optimistic side of life, but I am realistic enough to know that life is a complex matter. That's very true. life is sometimes very, very complex. And all we can do is try to maintain that positive attitude when life gets difficult and complex. Colin Powell said, perpetual optimism is a force multiplier, which is true, because if you're positive and somebody sees that you're being positive, that can inspire them to be positive, and then someone else can see that and you can be positive, and it creates a new effect, and so perpetual optimism is a force multiplier. That's true. Dr. Seuss said in his book, All the Places You'll Go, he said, you're off to great places. Today is your day. Your mountain is waiting, so get on your way. James Thompson said, keep a positive attitude, even if results don't seem to be occurring as quickly as you want them to. Dolly Parton said, the way I see it, if you want the rainbow, you got to put up with the rain. It's so true. If you want to have joy, the only way that ignites joy is if you're acquainted with grief and pain, because that's the only way you can tell it apart. That's the only way you can differentiate the two. So it's not bad to have pain and sorrow and heartache. But sometimes that's the only way that you can find the joy is if you first experience the heartache and the rain, as Dolly Parton puts it. Oprah Winfrey said, you need an attitude of survive. You're not just serving yourself. You help others to Charles Dickens said, the sun himself is weak when he first rises and gathers strength and courage as the day gets on. So when you're doing something and you feel that you're not very good at doing it, remember that everybody and everything is weak when they first start doing things. As you persist in doing it, and as you gather strength and momentum, you can you can maintain that by keep doing what is right and keep doing what's positive.
Right.
I wanted to share with you an experience I had about it was a day after my birthday and I had a infection in my left foot, and so bad, and it hurt so bad every time that I tried to I couldn't stand because it hurt so bad. Who wait on it? And there was and so on the 7th of January, I fell. I couldn't back up. I called the fire department so they could help pick me up off the floor. And I went in the bathroom again on the 8th. And I tried to stand and I fell. And I said, and I tried to get up and I couldn't get back up, and I said, I don't want to call the fire department. If I call the fire department, they're going to say, well, this is the same time you called us in 2 days. They might have said, hey, you need to be somewhere else. So I'm like, I'm not going to call the fire department. And so I started talking to myself, and I said, I know you hurt, and I know it's hard, and I know you're in a tough spot, but I need you to get back up, because if you can't get back up, then need me. I won't be there for them, and I won't be able to help them. And so I started talking to myself like that. Said, I need you. I started talking to my body, and I said, I need you to get up, because if you don't get up, then I won't be able to help people. And I won't be able to do the things that I do. And so as soon as I got done talking to myself, it was like a bolt of energy shot to me. And that bolt of energy was enough so that I could direct it in the right direction so I could get back up and get back in my wheelchair. And I realized then that when everything is shoved away, and you have a way to motivate yourself, then a positive attitude is all you need to rebuild things. Because if you have that positive attitude and that positive perspective, you can do very powerful things. You're in a very powerful position to help other people change their lives. But as you're talking to people, remember that all you can do is encourage them and inspire them. They have to want to change. Don't take it personally if they don't want to change, because all you can do is inspire them and help them to grow. But they have to want to. Speaking positive momentum, Thomas Jefferson said, nothing can stop the man with the right mental attitude from achieving his goal. Nothing on earth can help the man with the wrong mental attitude. So if you have a positive attitude, there's nothing that external forces can do that can stop you. But if you have a negative perspective, then you have a lot of work to do. That does not mean that you can't have a positive attitude. It means you have a lot of work to do. Like the previous caller said, you have to do the work. You have to do the work within yourself. You have to dig deep underneath and find out what motivates you and makes you sick. Again, if any of you want to give me a call, the phone number you can call in on is 424-243-9540. Let's see. Les Brown said, you are never too old to set another goal or to dream a new dream. Frank Sonnenberg said, changing your mindset is a game changer. Two things define you, said George Bernard Shaw. Patience when you have nothing, and your attitude when you have everything. Walt Disney also said, all your dreams can come true if you have the courage to pursue them. Charles F. Glassman said, I will always find a way, and a way will always find me. Kobe Bryant said, the most important thing is to try and inspire people so that they can be great in whatever they want to do. As you are working to cultivate a positive attitude, remember, as you're trying to do something that you want to do, things will pop up in life that are hard. And the only thing we can do when things get hard is to keep going, because nothing ever worthwhile was easy. Nothing that we truly want. Nothing that we truly want is easy. So we have to keep going, and we have to keep pushing, and we have to keep trying. If anybody out there wants to give me a call. My number is 424-243-9540. What are things that you can do? Yeah, what are things that you do when you're in a bad mood to jumpstart a positive attitude? What are things, yeah, when life gets hard, what are things you, yeah, what are things that you do to cultivate and maintain a positive attitude? And if you want to share that with me, my number is 424-243-9540. What are things that have helped you to cultivate a positive attitude? What are ways that that you have been able to restart a positive attitude when things get hard and you get depressed or negative? If you want to call in and tell me, I'd be more than happy to listen. So, again, it's the number to call me is 424 243-9540. Let's see, we have about 30 minutes left, so plenty of time if you want to give me a call. So you may be saying, man, this positive attitude stuff is cool. I know how to cultivate positive attitude, but how can I apply this to I have some short stories. This comes from quick pitch short stories. Best true inspirational short stories. This one is called What for a Story? From some inspiring short stories on who had a horse. Once upon a time, there was a farmer, and he had a horse. He loved his horse so much because it supported the farmer's family. Pride and joy, as it helped the farmer to earn money. But one day, the horse ran away. The community heard about it and all kept on saying, oh my goodness, your favorite horse, whom you love so much, but it ran away, that is so bad. The farmer sees them and he says, maybe. The very next day, the horse heard him and he said, oh my goodness, we heard what happened. Now you have 5 horses. What a bit of good luck. That is so good. And the farmer looks back at him and says, maybe. on the next day, the farmer's son tries to train one of the wild horses. While in training, the horse kicks him off, and he breaks his leg in three places. When the news spread through the neighborhood, everyone visited the farmer and said, "Oh my goodness, these are stupid horses. Look what they did to your son. That's so bad." And the farmer said, maybe. And a couple days later, the military comes to the farm looking Then, he's got a broken leg. Everyone in the community congratulates the farmer that he has his young son. "Oh my goodness, you have your son. Our son, you are so lucky. That's so it." And the wife from the store went to them saying, maybe. All the story was said. Yeah, the moral of the story is what is negative, positive? See the full picture. Bad may be good in the long run. Who knows? That's very true. Very, very true. Next story is called This is Michael Clark again. My phone dropped out. I'm back. See if life gives you hard things, you keep persisting and you keep trying to do what's right. And you keep persisting. That's real life application of what we're talking about. So, I'm going to see. We have about, again, we have about 28 minutes, and so, any of you want to call the phone number to give me a call is 424-243-9540. You want to give me a call? You can give me a call. Mm-hmm. The number is 424-243-9540.
Hello, you've reached Craig Cecilia, and I'm not able to take your call at the present time, but if you leave your name, number, and a brief message, I'll get back to you as soon as I can. And have a wonderful day.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
That didn't work, but in the meantime, we can continue. I was continuing. I was going to tell you the story, two sides to every story. A short personal story that was in the side. The decision made without knowing the full picture. One day harms not only others, but us too. A teacher teaching math in a class of 6-year-olds asked the boy named Addie, "Addie, if I give you 2 mangoes and another 2 mangoes, how many mangoes will you have?" He answered, 5 mangoes. She was surprised by his reply, but she tried again. Now this time, she uses her fingers to make him count with her. "Okay, Addie, if I give you 1, 2, 2 mangoes, and another 1, 2, 2 mangoes, how many mangoes do you have?" 5 mangoes, he answered. Gets really annoyed by his answer, but he controls her anger and said, "Remember that his mother once told her that he likes strawberries." So she tried this approach. "Okay, Addie, if I give you 2 strawberries and another 2 strawberries, now how many strawberries do you have?" "Oh, teacher, I have 4 strawberries. She felt relieved that he's back on track. So again, she asked him, "Now tell me, Addie, if I give you 2 mangoes and another 2 mangoes, how many mangoes do you have?" He answered, "Teacher, 5 mangoes. The teacher was really angry and burst out in anger. "How can you have 5 mangoes if I gave you 4 mangoes? Addie said, "Teacher, because 1 mango. I have 1 mango in the bag." There was complete silence. The teacher calmed down and instantly regretted her anger. The moral of the story is there are two sides to every story. We should never judge others. We should not make a decision for others without knowing their point of view. We make the decision on the basis of what is logic. What's the obvious answer? And didn't try to know the practical rightness. What's the actual truth? This next story is called Race of Life. Story starts and says, "While I was riding the bike, I was riding about a half a mile far, I noticed the man was traveling at a slower speed than me, so I decided to overtake him. At about a mile down the road before turning off, so I started cycling fast a little bit. Just within minutes, I was about 50 meters behind him. So I gathered all my strength and tried hard to overtake him. Finally, I was ahead of him. It was just like the last lap of the London Olympic triathlon. And finally, I caught up with him and passed. Within, I felt like a winner. I won, I said to myself. Well, he had no clue that you were. I'd gone nearly 6 blocks past it and had to turn around and go all the way back. Isn't that what happens in life? We spend most of our life in competition with neighbors. We're trying to be in front of them. We use time and energy in competition instead of destination. We miss out on our own path to our destiny. Moral of the story is unhealthy competition is a continuous process, a never-ending cycle, a race of life. No matter what you do, someone will always be ahead of you. Someone with better everything, a better job, a nicer car, more wealthy, more educated, a prettier wife, a more handsome husband, good children, etc. Feel grateful for what life has offered you, the height, the weight, the personality. Dress well and wear it proudly. Stay focused on your path and live a healthy life. There's no competition. Run your own race. Run your own race of life and wish others well. Isn't that the truth? And one more story, and then I'm going to call it a day. If any of you want to give me a call, you can give me a call at 424-243-9540. Story is called See What My Little Girl Can Teach You. I was busy, my little girl was playing with me, which was disturbing my reading. So in order to get me some peace, I tried a trick to keep her busy for a little while. I then took out a page of my magazine, which had a printed map on it, and made some pieces of the map and handed it over to my little girl. And I started to go into her room and put the pieces together to make a complete map. After all my tricks played on my little girl, I was convinced that now I can have the silence to read the magazine without any distraction, and it would take her some time in figuring it out. Meanwhile, the whole day will pass. But within a couple of minutes, she was standing in front of me with a perfect map in her little hand. I was amazed as well. So I asked her how she did it so quickly and easily. She smiled and looked up to me and said, "Oh, Dad, that is an actor's face on the other side of the map. I just tried to make his face completely." And she turned and ran outside to play, leaving me surprised. The moral of the story: in life, there's always the aspect, whatever you face, whenever you come across a difficulty or challenging, puzzling situation, just sit back and look at the other side. You'll be surprised to see an easy way to handle a problem. Close, I just want you to remember that in everything in life, that you are enough, and that you're strong enough, and that as we cultivate and maintain a positive attitude, we can look at different problems, and we can look at different sides of the problem, and we can find solutions to our problems, and and as we continue to cultivate and maintain a positive attitude, life won't necessarily be easier, because life is hard no matter what, but it will help us have a different perspective. And as we have a positive perspective, there's nothing that we can't do. I want to let you know that, that as always, that you are enough, that you are important, and that wherever you are, you're loved, and you can do amazing things. You can do hard things. And as always, keep on the sunny side of life, and be happy, be positive. And this is Michael Clark signing off. Good night, goodbye, good luck, and it was wonderful talking with you. Bye-bye for now. I'll see you next month. Bye.